College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Investigators recovered the black box at the site of Friday's deadly medical jet crash in northeast Philadelphia. The names of the six victims who were on the plane have been identified, including the child who got treatment at Shriners Hospital. KYW's Tim Jimenez was live at the scene earlier this morning.
First, this is an area to still avoid. Cottman Avenue is closed from Busselton to the Boulevard. Police here, Pennsylvania State Police, along with Philly Police, and these huge PennDOT trucks are blocking the road here to make sure no one gets through. The Roosevelt Mall, the entire parking lot being secured as well. Those first responders and investigators are able to get through, but that's it. So this, again, an area to still avoid. Cottman Avenue still closed from Busselton to the Boulevard. At the crash site, the images starting to emerge, looking like a war zone. And there's this huge crater, the spot where the jet crashed Friday night. It's where the NTSB says it found the black box, the cockpit voice recorder, 8 feet deep in the ground. Investigators also recovered the plane's enhanced ground proximity warning system. They say there may be some data there they can use. And they also have secured the engines, and they're going to collect more of this debris today. Still very early in this investigation, so the cause of the crash, that's not going to be out for quite some time. We know the identities of those on the plane who were killed. That includes 11-year-old Valentina Guzman Murillo and her mother, Lizeth. City officials have not identified the person in a car who was killed, and the latest count of those injured on the ground, that stands at 22. Denise Mayor Parker says 5 of those victims are still in the hospital. 3 of them are in critical condition. These are people who were outside Friday night. You know, it was a typical Friday night leading up to the crash, or people were in their cars or their homes. And then, of course, this plane just dropped from the sky and it crashed, and there was flaming debris all over the place. So this is something no one in this neighborhood will ever forget.
Officials will hold a town hall on the situation Wednesday night in the Northeast. It feels like an earthquake went off, and we're all dealing with the aftershock. The words of the president of the Philadelphia Skating Club in Ardmore. Some of the club's members were killed in the D.C. plane crash. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
President Laura Mitchell reflects on how she remembers those who competed at the Philadelphia Skating Club and Humane Society in Ardmore before they died in last Wednesday's plane crash.
The joy of skating. The people that I saw skate just loved it.
Her club is not only dealing with the direct impact, but also the shockwaves sent throughout the country's close-knit competitive skating circuit.
You've lost families, you've lost mothers and fathers, you've lost the kids and their dreams, the coaches that will have been teaching other students in the rinks that they worked at.
On Sunday, the University of Delaware Figure Skating Club, which also lost members, hosted a large memorial to honor the victims.
The number of people from the area that attended there was amazing. It was a way to help connect and reconnect with these people that were all impacted in the same way. It was a catharsis.
But a tragedy of this magnitude has Mitchell feeling overwhelmed.
Anytime you hear of a death of someone you know, there's a grief. And then if it's a child, there's like this, and now multiply that.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council got 4 bills at last week's meeting aimed at one of the city's biggest challenges, affordable housing. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Councilmember Jamie Gauthier says she hopes to cut red tape for building new affordable housing with the 2 bills she introduced. One seeks to speed up the city's approval process for affordable developments. The other would eliminate the approval process for homeowners that want to add bonus units to rent. Council first allowed bonus units a few years ago, but 6 council members opted their districts out. Gauthier says her bill would apply only to the 4 districts that allow them.
I'm hopeful that there'll be some more openness to it this time around.
2 other bills are aimed at improving affordability for renters by limiting application fees and allowing security deposits, also capped, to be paid in installments. Sponsor Rue Landau says it will help tenants without hurting landlords. landlords.
It's about ensuring that people aren't priced out of housing before they even have a chance to sign a lease.
The bills now go to committee for a hearing. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
In sports, Super Bowl opening night is only hours away. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
Tonight at 8, the Eagles and Chiefs will be chatting it up with tons of media from all corners of the globe, talking all sorts of topics. It's part of the Super Bowl frenzy that 15-year NFL vet Brandon Graham intends to embrace.
That's why I'm taking it all in, because once you go down there, it's over with. Once you get there, it's over. Because every day going to go by fast, media day. I'm just making sure I'm getting all the video I can. I got my GoPros. I got all my stuff. Just about to enjoy this whole moment.
We don't know yet if BG is going to play Sunday in Super Bowl 59 as he tries to return from that triceps injury. We do know teammates like linebacker Zach Bond are pulling for him, as Bond told NBC Sports Philadelphia.
I mean, the whole year our goal was to make it to the Super Bowl so that BG had the chance to play. And we held up our end of the bargain, and hopefully he's doing the same on his end and getting ready to play.
Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.